Works it on the right side. Pulls up. Tries to send it to the net. A bouncing shot. Big save there by Campbell. Down it goes. Jack be nimble. Jack be quick. Jack stop that with his goalie stick.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack stop that with his goalie stick. That is an iconic
call.
Welcome back to Leafs Lunch. I'm Julia Tesheri from Bar Down. Got Ike, Al's brother DeStefano from Overdrive here with me. The Leafs have the Rangers tonight on TSN 1050. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph have the call for that game. We've got Joe Bowen on the phone, one of the most iconic voices in sports. Bowen, how's it going?
I'm good, Julia. How are you today? It was nice meeting you the other night, by the way.
Yeah, everybody thought this was going to be my first time talking to you, and I said, no, guys, I built up the courage. I introduced myself to the legend at Scotiabank.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I want to put a face to the voice, so that was great.
Yeah. Bonesy, first off, your Packers beat the Bears yesterday. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers telling the Soldier Field crowd that he owns them?
Well, when you get the double bird from a fan, I think you should respond, don't you? And you know what? He could have dragged Brett Favre into the conversation,
that's
too.
True. Because, that's true.
Since he arrived on the scene, the Bears have been, running behind. They've been at the back of the bus. They're not getting anywhere with Aaron Rodgers and company.
Yeah, so as Aaron Rodgers' employer, you approve of his messaging?
I do, wholeheartedly. I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. In fact, I was very happy that they were able to catch it with the audio portion of the game.
It was pretty fantastic. Bonesy, look, we brought you in with one of the amazing calls that you've made. You've had so many great ones on air. Wee Willie Nylander, that Jack Campbell quip. I've always wondered this, and I can't believe I haven't asked you the like numerous times I've actually seen you in person. Like, do you write these down, or does this just like come to your head and you just say them on the spot?
You know, one of the things that has been asked me many, many times is, what will you say when the Leafs win the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have always said, well, I don't know. I hope it will be something that is memorable, but it's not going to be rehearsed. I'm not going to write it down. And the reason for that is because then it will sound like it's written down and that you've rehearsed it. And, so I really don't go into a game thinking, oh, here, I got to try and here's a good line. I'm going to try and work this in. It's the not so fertile imagination that I have, but every once in a while something seems to be a pretty good fit, and away it comes out. So I mean, it was the same thing with Holy Mackinac. My dad had said this for years when I was a kid, and then when he passed away before I went to high school, I never got to ask him where he got it from, but I never used it for, I don't know, 20 some odd years of broadcasting. And then one night it just blurted out, and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
Is there one specifically that you can think of where you kind of looked at Ralphie afterwards? You said, that was pretty good.
He looks at me sideways a couple of times. What the hell did you just say? I don't know if it's like that we would do something like that, but. The one thing that I've always wanted to do was to have it be spontaneous, have it kind of fit the moment, I guess. And, when you do it as often, do as many games as we do, they're not all going to be Rembrandt. Sometimes there's a Picasso in there. So you gotta kind of
squint a little,
upgrade it every once in a while when you can.
We've got Leafs broadcaster Joe Bowen on the phone on Leafs Lunch. Joe, we haven't had you on yet. Like we just said, it's your first time on with this new look Leafs Lunch crew. So I've got to ask, through three games, that was more of a tongue twister than I was expecting it to be. How do you assess this Leafs team so far?
Well, I think they're feeling their way, Julia, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Obviously, the offense hasn't triggered in yet. William Nylander is off to a good start, but John Tavares has struggled. Mitch Marner hasn't gotten. I mean, they've been snake bit. They've had chances, but haven't scored. It'll be nice to get 34 back in the lineup tonight, because that will certainly add a great deal to it. But I think the other aspects that you have to be very pleased with, one, Jack Campbell has been as good, yeah, if not better, than what he was a year ago. I think their defense has been very good. I've been impressed with Rasmus Sandin and his development and his poise. The power play has been better than it was in the second half of the season last year. And if they can continue on the, you know, this kind of a clip, it will really enhance what they can do. So I've been impressed. And you know, the newcomers, Bunting, and although Nick Ritchie hasn't scored yet, he's had chances. I've been impressed with David Camp and his defensive work, and as well as Kasha. So I think the pieces that they've added, I've been impressed with. And you're just waiting for everything to kind of meld together. And I think tonight with 34 back in the lineup, it'll help.
Absolutely. And one of the guys that you didn't mention that I've been really impressed with so far is Rasmus Sandin. I think his development has come a really long way since last year. He's been pretty impressive through the first few games. What sticks out to you about his game so far?
I think one of the things that I, well, you know what? Playing defense in the National Hockey League is a very difficult thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
Young defensemen arrive on the scene and play when they're very young because they are offensive defenseman. And Rasmus Sandin paid his dues playing in the American Hockey League. And that's where he learned to play defensively, move the puck quickly in his own end, avoid getting your face plastered up against the glass, using your defense partner as your outlet. So all of these things, that's what I've been impressed with. And his offense and his ability to work the power play as well, I think, is something that we've seen that is a bonus, if nothing else. So that's the one aspect that I've really been impressed with is what he's been able to do in his own end, getting the puck out of his own end with you know, limited amount of time spent there trying to work it out. So that is in effect. And Liljegren's been the same. I mean, these are two first-round draft picks that the Maple Leafs have really taken their time developing, and now are seeing some of the rewards of the, and they're reaping those rewards.
Coming into tonight, Jack Campbell would be his fourth game played in six nights. How encouraging is it to see him to be able to play this many games in such a short time span, especially given last year he did suffer from fatigue at times?
Well, you know what? He's getting an opportunity to run with the ball. And I often wonder why goaltenders, for some ungodly reason, are like starting pitchers in baseball. Well, he can't pitch again for another 5 days. And then, of course, you get into the World Series, and they're pitching every other day. But, you know, I mean, Martin Brodeur played 70-some-odd games. Glenn Hall went 504 games consecutively without ever having a night off. So I think Jack Campbell is more than willing and more than capable of playing a lot of hockey this year. It's nice to have Peter Mrazek there, and they're going to push one another and probably be able to take the workload off. But if you talk to Jack Campbell, I'm sure that he would much rather be between the wickets than sitting on the end of the bench.
Yep.
So, you know, I think that, you know, as long as he doesn't get hurt, and I think that he's capable of playing, you know, through a stretch like he's going to have to here with Mrazek out.
Voice of the Maple Leafs, Joe Bowen, on the phone. Joe, we've been talking a lot. Well, first, Austin Matthews has been the star of the show today because he makes his debut tonight. We've also been talking a lot about the fact that it's the first time we're going to see an American team play the Leafs in what seems like forever. As a broadcaster, how excited are you to see a different set of jerseys coming to Scotiabank Arena tonight? Are you prepping any differently? Does it feel different than that North Division did last year?
I had to check to see if the Rangers were still in the NHL. and then the website said that they were. So I guess I had to do a little game prep with that. Yeah, it is strange. It really, it's bizarre. You know, I mean, how could you possibly have ever predicted this? Had I known a couple of years ago when we were in Vegas, I might have put down a couple of shekels on all of this and become a very wealthy man overnight. But, yeah, it is going to be good to see the rest of the league because, really, last year, we really didn't pay much attention to other teams in other divisions because there really was no need to. And you heard about people playing well and Lafreniere struggling to start the season before he got his first goal and things of that nature. But having said that, you weren't going to be preparing for anybody until you actually got to that point in the playoffs. So this will be fun to see them. They're a different team. They're a younger team that's trying to find their way. They're in a bit of a rebuild as far as the Blue Shirts are concerned. So it will be fun to see them and obviously the rest of the National Hockey League. And the other thing that I think is going to be interesting is the Northern Division was put down last year as being very weak. Well, we're seeing that maybe not quite the case. I think that we're going to see that there are some pretty good teams up above the 49th parallel that were playing against each other a year ago, and the boys down south are going to get their comeuppance for suggesting that it was weak.
Another new thing the Leafs are adding this year, we were just talking about it with Mike Johnson, the Leafs are semi-relaxing their dress code for game days, going for more of a business casual kind of vibe. Joe, are you going to relax your game day attire? And who is more fashionable, you or Jim Ralph?
Oh, that's Bonesy.
Ralphie's a clothes hound, so I would never. But Al's brother has seen us relax our clothing restrictions when we show up to do the games from the studio at TSN. I have my Notre Dame T-shirt on, a pair of sweatpants, and running shoes. So that gets relaxed. But when we do go to the games at Scotiabank Arena, we've got the suit and tie on. That's just old school, and I'll stay that way. I'm not a clothes hound by any stretch of the imagination. So if these guys think that they are expressing themselves, by all means, go for it. Until you start showing up in sweats, I think that that's okay.
Bonesy, it was a pleasure chatting here today. Have a good call tonight. Leafs, Rangers, right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop at 7. Joe, take care.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That is Joe Bowen, the voice of the Maple Leafs. I have seen him come in here on I've seen the contrast. I've seen him at Scotiabank Arena where you saw him.
Yeah.
And I've seen him here, and he's right. It's a very relaxed.
Yeah.
I think he was wearing a Notre Dame t-shirt last time he was in here. But I'm curious, like, if it's a Sunday game and it's relaxed, I know he has that. I should have asked him this, actually. We had him on. It would have been a good time. But I know that he has, like, that St. Patrick's Day coat. He has that St. Patrick's Day outfit. If it's a Sunday, is he going to get himself a Packers one?
That'd be interesting.
And he could rock those on Sundays.
Joe Bowen's such a legend.
That would be fine.
When I was at the Leafs game the other day, I sat in the press box for the first time, and the only question that my Papa Guido asked me was, "Did you meet Joe Bowen?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did, actually. It was the coolest thing ever."
Yeah. Bonesy is an absolute legend and such a celebrity within Leafs Nation. We have a couple little